Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Nerdy Panic, with me, Stevie, and Tessa, who is right there with me.
This is serious. This is a really serious podcast, one of our most serious, actually.
Yes.
That we've ever tackled. It is how to use your notes app.
Oh my God.
Do you have an Android? Not for you.
You probably have a notes app, but like...
We don't know specifically how it works.
No, we've just got our heads around the iPhone. To be honest, after the end of this, we probably haven't. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I said the title, our producer said, oh yeah, because of all those tips and tricks you can do. And I was like,
what do you mean?
Obviously I know, but you could say them out loud so we'd both know them.
Yes.
So I'll nod my head, say they're the same tricks, yes. But you say your tricks. And he's like, oh, you know, you can scan a document. And I was like, okay. Sorry. So that
was about an hour ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. So just to rein you back from whatever high expectation you might have from this notes app episode.
Yeah.
I'd pare it down.
Yeah, I'd go sort of like 50-50. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
split the difference.
50% interesting. And then 50% of saying things like open a note and write on it.
Yeah. Listen.
Let's not do ourselves down.
If you're an old time listener, you know. If you're new and you're really hoping for some new updates from the iPhone and what the Notes app can do for you, you will be sorely disappointed.
Goodbye. Before we get into, adding checkable marks, for example.
Already, my blood is pounding. Adding checkable marks.
When you add those checkable marks.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you just wait. I would like to ask you, what's the most adult thing you've done this week?
I DJed at Stevie's wedding.
Oh,
we call it a success? Who's to say?
It was. Everyone was screaming. You did like a ribbon dance. During it. There was an issue because they wouldn't, the DJs who were... You know, excellent, Alex Haddo and Joey, rightly or wrongly, we'd got people on the floor. People were really going for it. Tessa arrived and they thought maybe the Pirates of the Caribbean theme tune might have tanked it.
No. To their absolute credit,
right.
They did not make that decision. It simply was not there.
Oh, no.
It was simply not there.
They hadn't been able to download it in
time. I was saying...
Oh, well, you sent yours quite late, didn't you? So they may not have been able to download
yours. Sure. I think it's important to assign blame.
No, I'm just saying.
For whatever reason, it wasn't there.
Mm.
And and I was like, get it. And of course, as Alex had discussed on the podcast, you can't be getting.
No.
There ain't no Wi-Fi in there, baby.
No.
Anyway, I was on at 11 p.m. My name was DJ Anxiety. I truly lived up to my title. People said, oh, I saw, people have been coming up to me, I've been seeing people all week who were like, we discussed it at Stevie's wedding. I was like, I didn't see you at Stevie's wedding. They're like, yes, you did.
Yes.
And I was like, did it happen before 11 p.m? Because I was having an absolute anxiety blackout. I was simply spiraling. I had a number of conversations with people that I have no recollection of whatsoever. And people said I kept looking at my watch and being like, sorry, I'm on in 8 hours, so I just need to go have a little, so I got in my outfit way too early. So I was dripping in sweat.
You're walking around looking like you'd killed your husband.
Yeah, people did keep saying that.
Yeah.
I was wearing, I just taken it upon myself to dress as a DJ. And what I thought a DJ was a sort of mob wife.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, Helena Bonham Carter does the mob.
Yes.
That's the theme.
It's perfect.
High-necked mesh bodysuit, skirt that was in fact a top, worn as a skirt, very trendy, dark sunglasses, big hoops, and a large black fur jacket. Then what I had also incorporated into the piece was two rhythmic gymnastic red ribbons.
Yes.
On sticks that I had made myself earlier that day. I just got it into my head that I was like, what I tried to buy online was those smoke canisters in colours that you can use for a gender reveal.
Oh, excellent. But you would have been ejected from the building.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So I rang the building and was like, can I use this? And they were like, obviously not.
Yes, right.
And I was like, right, but how will people know that the DJ set has begun? I was saying down the phone to the poor man at the venue. And he was like, I don't know if people need to know that the DJ set. I just got into my head that I needed to like enter over the crowd like Pete Tong playing Ibiza.
I completely understand that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So then I was like, right, what's the next best thing? Ribbons. So then I made these rhythmic gymnastic sticks and had those. And then I had tried to buy these marshmallow heads off eBay.
Oh, that you were going to put over your partner's head so that he would be a hype man.
Yeah, correct.
Right, yeah.
So
did they arrive and they were tiny?
No, they do arrive. To be so, would you believe, get back at 3 o'clock in the morning from your party.
Oh, they're there.
There they are on the doorstep. I was like,
I think
on.
That's for the best.
I do
It would
too.
Have been overwhelming.
Too much. Too much going on.
Yeah.
So then I say to our mutual friend Liz, I've bought some paper mask heads of Margaret Thatcher. Do you want to come on stage with me and dance? And she said, no. And I was like, but you'll be anonymous because you'll be wearing the Margaret Thatcher mask. Mm. And she was like, you think that the having the Margaret Thacher mask, people will be like, wow, who is that?
That must be Margaret Thatcher.
That must be Margaret, as opposed to like, that's Liz.
Yeah.
Wearing a Margaret Thatcher mask. So she refused to come up. But my partner did come. And our mutual friend, Cassie, a wonderful girl and also a drama theatre major.
Oh, yeah. But also, a like, professional, has been in loads of stuff.
Sorry, I was going to say drama school.
Yes.
I was classically trained. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
Classically trained professional actress saw the ribbons from across the room and hurtled her way to the stage.
Well, didn't she learn ribbon dancing from when she was in Torval and Dean at Christmas?
Oh, my
So it wasn't
God.
Drama. It wasn't anything to do with drama school. She learned how to do them while filming that show. She's quite a big part in it. She's not Torval or Dean, but she's like the other one. And she was behind you doing the most perfect, ow, just hit myself in the face, perfect ribbon dancing while you were playing something. And I was expecting the Pirates of the Caribbean.
So of course,
I was screaming. I was screaming at the DJs, what are you doing? Play Pirates of the Caribbean
Give
for
her. Give her Pirates of the Caribbean.
And then it looked like, it's a clip where Cassie's doing the ribbons, you're doing this, and I'm just screaming, what are you doing?
Right. Sure. Luckily, I couldn't hear a word.
Thank God, I
have simply fugue state out of there, don't you
worry.
So I'm obviously so thrown vis-a-vis Pirates of the Caribbean. But ultimately, then we choose a song at random, and it is Robin, I'm in the Corner Watching You Kiss.
Perfect.
Which actually the crowd are really up for in a way they might not have been
for
Klaus Baudet, I'm a Pirate.
Yes, understood.
People being like, what is this?
That was being played downstairs quite a lot.
Was it?
My partner had film soundtracks playing on his personal room downstairs.
Of course.
When Nassau's heard that and was like, well, but you did have Pirates of the Caribbean, but it was on a separate system.
And you know what? I've really made my peace with it. Didn't in the moment, didn't for the rest of the evening, but later I'm like, you know what, it was right.
The Arthur theme tune was a real highlight halfway through. You did pop that.
Of course.
Yeah.
And people really
and
went for
said,
it.
Hey,
it's a wonderful kind of day.
Hey!
It was a wonderful experience that I never intend to repeat.
I'm so
But I
glad.
Loved so much. And if I may do your adult thing for you.
Oh my God, what?
You threw an unbelievable wedding.
I threw it was a very fun party. But also,
you did so well. You took it all in your stride. You were the epitome of a chill bride.
Yeah.
You really did an amazing job.
I realised that the more organisation I imposed upon it, the more stressed I would become. So it just had to be like, beforehand, we all go to an Airbnb around the corner and have some champagne. Crucial things, cake, DJ sets. To be honest, everything else, fine.
Stevie Martinis.
Yeah, that was a last minute addition. Also, Gina, my sister, flew from Australia, and then like the last minute was like, should I do like fun posters to put around? And we're like, yeah, no, that would be fun. And then my partner wanted a Ballon d'Or, which was a champagne, a free drink, which was a champagne flute just full of cheese balls. And everyone was like, well, I don't want to smell like cheese balls at this party. So no one ordered them. And everybody was ordering so many Stevie Martinis, which is the martinis how I like them. I thought that they had to go and get more olives.
Fantastic.
Really fun.
Wow. But that thing is, you said very several times that there was simply, you know, it was under control and you didn't need a lot doing. And then when I walked in, it was so beautifully decorated. Oh. It was so well organized. It was an exemplary party.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind. Really,
and I wrote
it.
About it that night in my notes app.
Hey, okay, let's talk notes.
Okay,
app. Let's fucking talk.
Okay, you want to fucking go?
Okay, you want to go?
You want to do this now?
I wrote Jay-Z's Grey album.
Okay,
my notes
what's
app.
That?
I don't remember. I think somebody said it's a good album. I don't even know if it is an album because I looked up and I couldn't find it.
I've thought about the man on Twitter I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, I didn't remind you. I just said Jay-Z's Grey album.
But that's what helped me.
Right. Oh, yes, of course. Right, the man on Twitter.
It was. And what inspired me to get my shit together vis-a-vis the notes app,
yes,
is that a woman wrote on Twitter, just discovered my husband is using the notes app and it's just one long continuous note.
I remember this.
And I did
this
speak
was an
about
adult
it
thing. Yeah. Oh my God.
As my adult thing. And I was on, I read that it had like hundreds of thousands of comments and things. And I was like, oh, right. What? And sorry. And what's the problem?
Yes.
And then they were like, this is hell. How, what do you mean? It's all one thing. Because I was like, my notes app is one long continuous notes app and it's got everything in it. Big thoughts I've had, present ideas, the shopping list, diary entries, bits, recommendations. And it all goes in one long note. And then somebody's written, well, I can understand it. He's guess he's just using the search function. And then the wife has said, I just asked him that. And he said, what's the search function? And I too had said, what's the, sorry, oh there's a search function. God.
Okay.
So then having read everyone's comments,
yeah,
very quietly, like a real voyeur being like, sorry, what? And what are you all doing? Turns out everybody's got different notes for different things.
Yes.
And I've taken that all on board.
It's very hard to make. So I think it's really hard to maintain.
Oh.
Because you have to keep. So like I have got different notes for different things, but the most used ones, they slip back into like just loads of crap again. And you have to like constantly. And I have a real hatred of the phone notes app. Would you like to know why?
I'd love to know why.
Because up until I was 32, I used to have a notepad on the go that would basically be everything. So when I was a journalist, it'd be like all my work stuff and then alongside the comedy stuff, or it'd be like for shows, or like sometimes it would just be like things to do. I need to go to the shop. I need to remember all the things I'm going to do today or whatever. And it's really nice occasionally just like opening one and being like, that's where I was at then. Like that's what I was doing. You kind of like see yourself much more clearly in those moments than I would if I was trying to like, you know, what's the word? Create some sort of journal entry.
Sure.
And I've lost all of that because my phone notes are here. Yeah, I can look back through them, but when I don't need them, I sort of delete stuff or like, and then you find, then you realize that you kind of like, when am I ever going to in the future, if this phone breaks, I'm just going to, or if something goes wrong or something, like, it's just not the same as having like a lovely notepad that you've just like, you know, that you can like delve into.
Well, if that's something that you're
copy
feeling
them out into your notes.
No, no, God, no. That would be nightmarish. Yeah, just return to the notebook.
I've tried to, but because of the way everything is, like everything is just migrated.
Okay,
into my
so
phone.
Let's see what are you working with in there?
I've got Nobody Panic.
Yep.
Which is lots of, that's based on your suggestion, which is lots of when I think of an adult thing or I think of an episode suggestion. Have we done any of them? No, because I keep forgetting that I've got the notes. But yes. Then I've got Things to Do, which is basically like suddenly it's like, oh, I'm going to shop. Well, you know, you text me and then I like copy and paste it in there. Or
What?
You know, like if I'm going to the shop and like my partner will be like, oh, I'm going to WhatsApp you some stuff. And I'll be like, okay, fine. And then like he doesn't. So then he calls me and then I've like copy and paste it in there. Or like just things to do, just anything. Could be anything. There's a list here of posted copy ideas for the wedding. There's like just some when I'm trying to work out a maths thing and then I'm like, okay, I'll just pop like a number. It's just basically shit that I don't need to like do anything with. That's just like my things to do note, which is just like.
So the maths entries are in things to do?
It's not really a maths entry. Like, for example, it just says like 350, but that was obviously when I was doing something. And I was like working something out. And then I was like, I just need to remember that number. So, and I need somewhere to write it. So you just write it there. And so it's not a note that I would be like, God, I've got to go back and look at these things. Like it's just, it's of the moment. I need to write something down quickly.
It's the constant page.
Yeah. Otherwise I'd be like WhatsApping myself things. Then I've got jokes for the show, which is out of control now, and actually now it's no longer called jokes for the show because it's called the first line of the note. I don't know how to name notes, which is an issue. So it's actually called the Caslet Chronicles bracket romantic comedy because someone recommended that as a book to me. The next thing says, "Where's Ronald Reagan in Hell?" which is a meme that I wanted to send my sister. Then you get to scroll on ages, and then you get to the jokes. But the problem is now I've gone Caslet Chronicles. Where's Ronald Reagan in Hell? That's my jokes note. And you're like, no, just organize it, like just like keep going. Oh, I've got to go back in and tidy it all the time. This is what I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm working with this one's pinned. Don't know how to unpin it, and you know I'm happy to leave it there. Right. Then we've got.
I was going to say, pinning's really helpful, isn't it? Like I pinned the jokes one, but you actually don't use the pinning. You just accidentally pinned it.
I don't know. I think similar to you, there's something quite fun about this one, and I think why I leave it there is it's because it's so chaotic. I don't know what it is, and it's above a very particular time, and I just think, yeah, that can stay.
Okay.
Okay, right. Christmas.
Okay, great.
Do yours have headings like this?
Yes. So I've got sketch ideas, director's job stuff for my book, Dream House Notes, and then I've got another stuff for shows, which should go in dog stuff.
Yeah.
No?
This seems fine. Okay, so changing the title, by the way, is just, you can just change that. And do you put them in dark bold?
Yes,
up here?
I try and put them bold up there. Right. Yeah.
And then you just can change that, and then that becomes the title.
Yes.
So that's that first.
That's easy, but I've just let it slide.
What's happened? Okay, just to pop back in, there's been a little pause there from our producer who's explained that we're being extremely visual on an audio medium. Okay, well, we'll just say, have you got that? Have I got? And you have? Yeah. Okay, right. So just to explain what we're looking at. Maybe you've not even ever used the notes app.
I think everybody's used it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just in case anyone is.
Understood.
Search notes within the phone.
Tip one.
Search notes. And it's yellow, and well, it's yellow at the top, and then it's got lines on it. It's nice.
Okay.
Is that well explained?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay. So then within that, it says all on my iPhone. There's a search bar at the top, and then you've got whole lovely lines of them. And then you can make a lovely bold title. You can go in there and you can change the font. You can change the style. You can change the color. You can make things bold. You can make things italic. You can be like, oh, look, I'm a real professional gal about town. Recommendations. Now, this I found incredibly helpful.
Okay.
And I have even added bullet points in here, books. And then anytime, because people were recommending things and they were just going into a very chaotic.
They go into everywhere.
Everywhere. And then the amount of times like the zodiac would come up.
Yes.
But like, I was like, yeah, okay, recommended. It's just stop writing it down. So books, TV, films, loads of films, podcasts, theatre. Not a huge amount in theatre.
Yeah, that's fine. One play, actually.
Cabaret.
That little show. No one's ever heard of, yeah.
Then restaurants. And then I suspect at the end, things become slightly chaotic and I've obviously lost my way.
This is what happens, yeah.
And I think I got tired of...
That's always what happens. You start off organising, the more you scroll down, the more it's just like...
Well, there is something to be said then for taking the time, like on the bus or whatever, where you've got a second to be like, let's go in the bottom there, let's be tidied up, let's...
I just don't want to delete anything because it's kind of sad.
You don't have to delete it, you just have to move it to the right section.
Yeah, you're right.
We're not about throwing away or deleting, we're simply about putting everything in its right place. So that when we look at the notes, we aren't completely overwhelmed. Now, a useful thing I've started doing is out and about.
Okay, what does that mean?
Just like things like, not urgent to do today, but if you are about, you can get some of these tasks done. You could go into three and discuss your contract. Okay, well, there's a fantasy exhibition at the British Library.
That's fun.
That sounds fun. But then the next day is there's a face gym in Selfridges.
Look, it's still something you could do.
There's the Hackney Community Sauna. You could go to the bank for a new £50 note.
Okay.
And then shopping list, and that is the groceries.
Okay, very
so
good.
So then that I try and update. And then ideas. Sorry, the first thing on the ideas section, it says, is the owl still coming? I don't know what that's a reference to. And then here in September, we've got a section called oil. If I open that, nothing else. So don't know what that is. and then things become more and more chaotic the lower down we go.
Yeah.
One note here just says, don't get sick. So that's
helpful.
That's useful. And yeah, so then things really do collapse. But I have genuinely found the categorizing of this, like, of five, the top five.
Those categories are
so incredibly helpful and to really be like, okay, this feels, because then I'd be given a recommendation. Every time I opened that, my one long note, I'd be like, oh God.
Yeah, how do we get anywhere?
And then equally, like, anytime I had my sort of, I'm out and about, there would be this feeling of like, ah, there's something I meant to do in town. Anybody know? I'd say to the streets. No one did. But now I've got out and about.
Now I've got out and about. Now you can go to the bank and get your £50 note and look at it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Category inspo is great. It will never not make me sad that, like, that these things aren't in, like, a notepad.
But in the past, you used to have your notebook with you all the time.
I did, yeah.
So what changed?
Dunno. I think everything just stopped. Suddenly, like, it was just easier to use iCal. Because I kept missing things. So I didn't put them in the diary because I was like, oh, well, it was in that moment I couldn't, like, get to my, like, bag in time or find a pen or whatever.
Are you in your feelings or are you solutions orientated?
I'm in my feelings. But I also am happy to have some solutions.
No, I'm just going to respect.
I'm on the cusp.
Okay. I read that that's a helpful thing to ask people. If
oh, that's
actually,
good.
If they're actually just, like, lament, if they're...
They just want to be, like, sad about
and
it.
And then you're like, okay, I've got some ideas. They're like, I don't really need ideas. I just wanted to talk about my feelings.
No, I do like the ideas. I'm interested. Okay. But if the idea is just do it.
No, it wasn't.
Not...
It was a couple of ideas.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see them. Please. You got me a phone. I'll
put it in your ideas section. You. Yeah. It was, what if the notebook's really small?
Genuinely. I'm not joking.
That's quite
not a bad
not
idea.
Not a bad idea, is it?
Not
and,
a bad idea.
And second bit, what if the pen's attached?
Shit.
Because then it could just always be in your coat or in your bag or, you know, it could just always be there. Because you do love paper and pen.
I'm popping that right into the notes that's called Retreat Links. And the first thing says, mad hot fit, £140.
What do you think that is?
I have no idea.
But what does Retreat Links mean?
I have no idea.
Well, why don't we start a new note called, like, ideas or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Or solutions orientated.
Just delete that.
Yeah, that's... Oh, delete that. That's good.
Dog nose balm. I won't put it in there either. I forgot. No. See, look, now I've forgotten what it was.
What do we try... So we're calling it solutions, maybe?
Solutions, maybe.
The maybe is just me talking.
No
solutions
fair.
Is the title.
Just calling it solutions, like, maybe. Solutions, maybe. Okay, fine.
Okay, I think paper and pen would help, would be... That is what you love, and I think it feels really... What I'm hearing is someone very sad that they're not using their paper and pen anymore. And it feels like this to you is not... This is good for, like, business, the shopping list, stuff you need to get done, things to do, admin. Mm. But doesn't feel like it's the right place for you to put all your big joke ideas or your thoughts.
Big
or your,
joke ideas.
Some
of
them are big.
You're right. Some of them be big. Okay, great. I realise that we've got sidetracked as to whether or not you should
even
use...
This is sidetracking.
Is it not?
No, okay, I think great. This is exactly it. We're talking on the big issues.
Thank you.
Did we not say at the beginning this is going to be the most serious podcast we've ever done?
It's very charitable. It's serious.
It's serious stuff.
It's from the heart. Make smart folders. Do you know how to do that in PhoneNote? So if you had like multiple notes that were maybe of a similar vein, you could like put them in an umbrella folder.
Ooh.
You can do tags on notes. Do you know this? Do hashtags. And then the tags appear. So when you make a folder, you can make it a smart folder. And that's where you select the tags that apply to it. So when you tag a note, it'll direct to a smart folder designated with that tag. It's too organised for me.
Yeah, and yeah. I think you've got to listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Listen to the beat. Listen to the rhythm. The rhythm of the street. It's a small notebook.
That's great. What is that song? I know the lyrics.
Arthur.
Thank you. I knew the lyrics, but I didn't know the melody.
It is agony to me to not be able to sing. Agony. Okay. So I really think this does not have to be a thing that you use. I really mean that.
Or I could separate it. So things that are, yeah, like boring and categorizable, things like things to-do lists, things like grocery lists, yeah. Whatever, pop them in. And then for other things that I very clearly categorized that they can be in notepads.
I just
feel like, why does everything have to be searchable and have tags?
Exactly. You know? So that's the thing, like, that's what you feel.
That's how I feel.
That's what you feel. And also you feel a great sense of joy of looking back through old notebooks and being like, oh yeah, that, and look where I was at, and thing. And for me, all I ever see is the words laundry written on every single page.
Yeah.
I always need to do my fucking laundry. Yes. And so the notepads don't bring me that sense of joy to look back at the physical ones, yeah. Because I'm just like
oil and then a blank page.
Oil and then a blank page, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And so this has really, really helped me.
You can see oil with a blank page, yeah, but on a screen. Phone. Yeah,
exactly. It's helped loads.
No, but I can see it's helped because when Tessa was flashing me her phone notes, they looked so organized.
And that's really, really been nice to be like, oh, a little bullet point. Oh, my header's in bold. Oh.
Checkable markers are the same as when you do bullet points. So if you do a list of groceries, you can do checkable markers. It's in the same place as bullet point. And then you can go through and go.
I can press a tick to say I've done my things.
Yes. Feels like that would be very helpful for you. The dopamine hit will be overwhelming, you know?
Ah.
Yeah, there we go. Looks happening now.
How do I add in my checkable markers, please, Stevie?
So you go to where you would normally put your bullet points in, and you should have options there. And if not, you
can't.
If not, you can't. You click the little check mark icon on your screen. That's where the bullet points are. Yeah, so it is in the same place. And then the notes app will create bubbles that you can check off as you finish a task.
Oh my God.
Is it incredible?
Yes. So it can do loads of things. And I'm enchanted by it.
I love this.
Really helping me. And you are very disheartened to the point of heartbreak.
Yeah, because I would say normally out of the two of us, I quite relish the organ. I don't mind organisation so much. Mm. And you have struggled with it or kind of reject it or don't really want. Whereas look at what's happened. You've actually like created this phone note system of beauty. Maybe the big tip is like, if you're really struggling with phone notes, ask yourself why.
Why?
Is it because you can't be asked? In which case, start small. If it makes you feel worse, back away. Honestly, I have a full feeling that I'm going to not have any of them. And then what happens is then I have so many notepads that I start panicking about what I will do with them. And it's simple. Just burn them with my body when I die.
We've established this. Whereas for me, what are you doing with mine?
Publishing them all.
Publish them all.
Yeah. Laundry, laundry, laundry,
laundry, laundry, laundry, laundry, laundry,
laundry, laundry. Yeah. Chapter 3, laundry. How is this the way we're ending how to do your phone notes?
How often have we started a podcast and ended in a completely different place?
Yeah.
Because along the way, we discovered this isn't what it was about at all.
About halfway through this episode, I was like, I'm getting emotional. I have to pull back.
Right. Listen, important information. You can scan a document on your notes app, okay?
Oh, yeah. We haven't really talked about that.
No, because we're too busy dealing with your small notebook and your tiny pen.
Yeah.
Okay? You can scan a document. That's wild. You can lock a note with a password.
Oh, for your porn notes.
For your porn ideas.
Your porn ideas.
Yeah, or your fan fiction that you're writing.
That's exciting.
Yeah, right? Hello.
I've got a friend who wrote a novel on her phone notes.
That's deranged to me.
But it worked because it meant that she didn't feel that whole like, oh, the blank page. It was a dark and stormy night. She was just like, I was on the train to a job. She was doing a job, acting job every night. And on the train, she would just like be like, okay, fuck it. And then when she read back, she was like, oh, I was so free that it actually worked. And then the other drafts went onto her laptop, of course. But I suppose there's a whole world out there of phone notes. You know, like, don't feel constricted by what you can and can't do on there.
And at the same time, if the digital world appalls you, let it go.
Let it go.
let it go, Stevie. Whereas I will only embrace and dive in further.
I hope so.
I will.
Enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Thanks,
did we
everyone.
Learn anything?
No.
No. I did actually learn loads.
I learned about myself and also that you can scan a document and you can't sing.
And I can't sing, and that's big for me as well.
Great.
And I hope that people listening, if they're not exploring and using their notes app to their fullest, or if you are like the man on Twitter with one giant note, that you're like, oh yeah, that does cause me distress, my one giant note. I don't know what's in there. Be like, oh, could I try recommendations? Could I try out and about? With that?
Could you?
Could you?
Could you?
Could that be something nice for me?
And what will you be burned with when you die?
Okay, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.